Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. You are tuned to your favorite learning station, Radio Islam, Medium 1548. And it's now time for the question and the answer program with Mufti Ilyas Saab, who is on the other side of the line. Any concerns, queries, doubts, and questions you have now the chance to call us. The number to call is 011-854-1548. And you can send us questions via SMS as well, inshallah. And the SMS or the cell phone number is 082-580-8070. It's 082-580-8070. We'd like to welcome Mufti Saab on the program. Mufti Ilyas Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. JazakAllah for the time, inshallah. We look forward to spending the next 45 minutes in your company. May Allah accept it from you and all of us. Ameen. Alright, the number to call, we remind you, is 854-1548. Dialing code being 011. Cell phone number to send your questions is 082-580-8070. But this up to take a swim in the month of Ramadan whilst fasting, is it makruh?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. To take a swim whilst in the month of Ramadan does not, first of all, invalidate the fast, and it is not makruh. However, the person who is swimming, if the person mistakenly drinks water, for example, if the person is not a good swimmer or does not know the art of swimming, and whilst swimming consumes water, then automatically the fast will break. However, that person will keep one qaza, kafara is not necessary. At the same stage, we can say that if a person is feeling too hot and wants to shower in the month of Ramadan while fasting, it is permissible to do so without any detachment.
All right, JazakAllah. We can't further, inshallah. We have a caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Hello, assalamu
alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Is it permissible to bury a dog in your yard?
Okay.
JazakAllah.
Assalamu alaikum. Okay, Sam.
First of all, that obviously the burial of the dog will naturally, automatically mean that the people had a dog.
Mm.
To keep dogs as pets is definitely abominable. And to keep dogs as security is permissible, provided that you keep it at average 10 meters away from the home, from the house itself. That is only for security purposes. To keep dogs, unfortunately, this is the way of the enemies of Islam. And in certain places, we even heard that the lovers of the dogs left the inheritance to the dogs also. To bury the dog in the yard is permissible.
All right, JazakAllah. We go on for the Mufti Saab. If an ill-tempered husband shows his unjustified wrath when food has not been prepared to satisfy his taste, would it be permissible for the wife to taste the food while she's preparing it to make sure that it tastes nice?
Shariat is complete, and Shariat is easy, and Shariat is perfect, and Shariat has outlined all these laws, and this has occurred in the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given permission for the wives to taste the food, not to eat the food, taste the food, meaning that they can taste the salt content or whatever they want to taste, but obviously taste it and spit out immediately. That will be absolutely permissible to do so.
It mustn't go down the throat. What's up, the other question stating that does committing sins ward off good things from coming your way in the future, and does doing good deeds ward off bad things from coming your way in the future?
First of all, that a person who does good automatically invites good, and a person who does evil invites evil. A person who does good is encircled by the grace of Allah, mercy of Allah, blessings of Allah, malaika constantly making dua for that person who is engaged in good. And inshallah, that because of his good conditions will come. And if a person does evil, he is surrounded by the wrath and displeasure of Allah Jalla Majdahu, and he is inviting the wrath and displeasure of Allah Jalla Majdahu. And especially we Muslims, even when we are in a minority in a country, our amal will determine the ahwal, the conditions of the country. So we should be extremely cautious, we should be pious, righteous, and we should not indulge in evil because others are indulging in evil. Even if the enemies of Islam and those who are not Muslim are steeped and sinking and enveloped in sin and heinous crime, then we should not follow those enemies of Islam. Rather, we should focus more our attention on Allah Jalla Majdahu so that good conditions prevail. Sometimes there to trial to, as a trial and tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
Although the Muslims are good, but certain trials and tribulations take place to uplift the status of the Muslims, and there are a lot of other reasons. But generally these days, the calamities and wrath of Allah descends because of the wrong amal, wrong action and sin of the Muslims.
Right. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us. We go on further. We have another caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam. كيف حالك مولانا؟
الحمد لله.
مولانا, I have a question. I'm a revert and I'm studying Arabic on the radio with Sheikh Jad, and previously was Sheikh Fikriya. I have a problem with the time that we have to learn, because we're doing surahs of the Quran Sharif, which is really wonderful, it's magic. But the time we have is only half an hour to absorb, to write, make a sentence, and phone in. And I've requested that the time
okay.
be longer.
Sister, regarding that question...
Is an hour fee
okay.
for a week.
Okay, sister, regarding that question, we'll bring it up with the program's manager, who will in turn call you. Leave your telephone number.
I have done that. I just want to find out from Mufti Saab, is an hour a week a fair judgment to learn?
All right, sister. Yes, it is quite fair, inshallah. The program's manager will call you shortly, sister. Jazakallah for that. We go on further. It's now 7 minutes to 10 o'clock. The number to call if you have any questions. Number to call is 854-1548, and the cell phone number to send you SMS questions is 082-580-8070. The question states, Mufti Saab, I have a terrible toothache and need a filling. Can I have it done while fasting?
Before I answer that, I think this the sister, she wants us to comment that, Monana, you got good braids. 1 hour for you is okay. And for a general public, 1 hour per week to study Arabic is a bit difficult. That this is a suggestion that the programs department should increase the time. However, no, neither you nor me have got any control over the program section. So you have rightly said that that question should go to them, and inshallah we'll also make some shifaris intercession that they should increase the time.
Gee, the sister has a desire to learn a lot of other qadara, the water, like such as well.
Yeah, and then the filling, if that brother is sure that the dentist is going to do the filling without any water or medication or filling weighing down the throat, then it is permissible to do so. However, this is very difficult with the little knowledge we have got of dentistry. But if there are out there dental surgeons and their dentists who can do this, then they should try to do it to take away the pain of the sufferer. However, that we will say that take an injection, pain-killing injection, then after iftari, have the dental procedure done. Yeah, we would like to make one appeal to especially the dentist, that if they can open after hours, so-called, meaning after iftari, make some sacrifice so that the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can benefit. Their opening will earn them a reward. Their opening, for the sake of making the life of ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam easy, because of their profession, will earn them tremendous reward.
All right. We go on further, inshallah. It's 3 minutes to 10 o'clock. Sister, calling regarding the Arabic program, please to call us, inshallah, on 854-1548 and leave your telephone details. Our program's manager will, inshallah, call you tomorrow. We go on further. We have a caller, one caller waiting. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. I'd just like to ask a question. You know, Ramadan, say for example, if a couple have intercourse after Isha or after Taraweeh,
okay.
And they happen to fall asleep and not shower immediately.
Mm.
And by the time they wake up, it's already time of Sahur, and they make tahri, and you know, time is very limited. And Isha Adhan, Fajr Adhan is gone already. And then shower, and then eat permissible, or
all right.
What? I will listen on it.
All right, brother. Mr. Sahab will respond to that. JazakAllah. Very important question, Mr. Sahab.
I hope the listeners have heard the question. In this case here, obviously, that even if they did not make sehri, and the Fajr Azad went, now they got up, that means they got up and started the fast in the condition of janabat, major impurity. Their fast is valid. They should obviously take a ghusl, perform Fajr Salat. The fast, although started in the condition, in the halat of janabat, is valid. Obviously, it is not good, but definitely their fast is valid. They should make sure that they do not miss their Fajr Salat.
Right. All right, we go on further. Muslim, are women allowed to wear costume jewelry rings? These rings are not pure gold or pure silver.
According to best desire, they are not allowed to do so.
All right. We go on further. Assalamu alaikum. The question states, okay, it says Mufti Sahib uses the word Jalla Majduhu after the mention of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's name. Please do tell us what is the meanings of these words.
We are expressing his lofty status and using adjectives to explain how lofty his status is and expounding on his loftiness. That's why I prefer to use it.
Subhanallah. We have a caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Mufti Sahib and Malana, I'd like to say Jazakallah, Allah Yubarik Fikum,
Amen.
For your contribution. It would really help us a lot. I'd like to say Ramadan Kareem
Amen.
To the Muslimin fi alami.
Amen.
Al alam.
Right, Jazakallah. Jazakallah for the kind words. Make dua for the entire Ummah, sister.
Amen.
Right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We go on further. We have a caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, brother, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Question?
Brother, I have a question for Mufti Sahab.
Mm.
The Isha Salat is a Salat of Dua.
Sorry?
The Isha Salat, the Witr Salat is a Salat of Dua.
Alright, you want to know if it is a Salah of Dua?
It is a Salah of Dua.
Okay. Okay,
now what I want to know is in the third rakat, can we raise our hand like in Dua, like how the Shafis read and make Dua?
Okay.
Can Mustafa Sahib answer that for me, please?
Mustafa Sahib will surely answer it. Jazakallah, brother.
Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Jai Mustafa.
The respected brother answered it himself. Because he stated that the Isha and the Witr is Salah of Dua. And that's why Mulana asked Salatu Dua. So the brother says that the Isha is Salatu Dua. Now, all the time we make Isha, we don't raise our hands. So that's why we must, Hanafis, raise our hands in Witr. Hanafis do not raise their hands in Isha, nor when they make their Witr. Those who are following the Shafi Mazhab, they are entitled to raise their hands in dua.
Right. We go on further. We have a caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam. Mufti, my question is, my husband has a spastic colon. And what happens is he passes wind very often. So between his namazes, he's often breaking his salah and he goes and makes wuzu. So what does he do in a case like this?
All right. Mufti Sahib, you got to answer the question?
Yes.
All right. So sir, Mufti Sahib will respond, all right? JazakAllah, give him shifa. Mufti Sahib?
Ameen. First of all, they should make an assessment whether he is classified mazur. Mazur is translated as incapacitated. So how will he be classified incapacitated that if he makes wuzu and four rakats of salah, now the time taken to make wuzu and four rakats of salah, during that time does he maintain wuzu or break the wuzu by the colon that he's got, due to the colon that he's got, and because of that he discharges gas. Now, if that wuzu cannot last, and this condition extends for one entire salat period, then he'll be classified as a mazur. Now what he will do? That he will make wuzu and perform all the salats of that duration, of that particular time.
All right. So, JazakAllah for that. We're going further, inshallah. It's now 11 minutes past 10 o'clock. The number to call is 011-854-1548. And the cell phone number to send the SMS questions is 082-580-8070. But we start kissing the wife or kissing the spouse whilst fasting.
Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one sahabi came to him and asked this question, that can he kiss his wife? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. Another sahabi came and he asked that can he kiss his wife? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. Those who were sitting there, from amongst them, one asked beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that for one you said yes, and for one you said no, but the question was the same. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for the one we said no, he is young, newly married. And the for one we said yes, he is elderly. So what we learn from this is that it depends on control. If a person has got discipline and control, then it will be permissible for that person to do so. If you've got no control, no discipline, stay far.
Right. Discipline, Mufti Sahib, is the golden word. Don't have too much kajur at sihri, rather at iftar. We go on further. Another caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
Ji.
I would like to ask Mufti Sahib about tahajjud namaz. When does tahajjud, when can we read tahajjud? From what time till what time?
From what time till what time, Ji? Any other questions, brother?
No, that's all. Jazakallah.
Jazakallah. Allah reward you. May God. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
If you divide the night into six portions, then the sixth portion will be the best time for tahajjud. That means the time just before sehri, that portion will be the best time for tahajjud salat. And tahajjud salat, minimum 2 rakats, maximum 12 rakats. You can perform it in the units of 2, 4, etc. And sehri ends, tahajjud ends, time of isha ends, time of witr ends, and time of fajr starts, and time of fasting starts.
All right, JazakAllah, we're going further. Mufti Sahib, to unnecessarily apply, let's take our caller first. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Oh, wa alaikum salam. It's Muhammad. I just needed to find out from Mufti Sahib.
Ji.
If it's fine to use vaginal creams when keeping roza, does it break the roza for medical purposes or not?
Mufti Sahib, we got a question?
Ji.
All right. JazakAllah, brother. Mufti Sahib will respond.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Can I listen on air because I don't have a radio?
Okay. Mufti Sahib will respond.
That will break the fast. That will break the fast, and also suppositories will break the fast.
Okay, JazakAllah.
All right, brother. JazakAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. To unnecessarily apply ointment to the lips, Mufti Sahib, because of cracked lips.
Okay. If you would apply lip ice or any other ointment on the lips, provided you do not start licking that and consuming it, licking it and taking it down your throat, it will be permissible to do so.
Okay. We go on further. We have a caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu
alaikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear sister,
I just wanted to know, I was watching the Tarawih from Makkah and I saw people holding the Quran in their hands and following. Is that permissible?
Okay, people holding the Quran in Kareem and following the Tarawih Salah. Alright, Mufti Sahib will respond to that. Any other questions, sister?
No, that's it.
Alright, Mufti Sahib will respond. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum. Mufti Sahib.
This invalidates the Salat. This action of holding Quran in Kareem whilst in Salat invalidates the Salat. Simple reasoning is that you are going to engage in major movements because you have got the Quran.
Mm.
The other difficulty is ruku, during ruku, where are you putting the Quran? Furthermore, in sijda, where are you putting the Quran?
Mm.
So all these complexities, I do not know how that person handles who holds the Quran whilst in salah. If you were to say, you know, they walk in front and put it in the shelf, that is amal kasir, major action. However, that academic answer for this, if someone writes for it, inshallah, we have done an academic answer where we prove from the Quran, from the ahadith, that you cannot do this action.
All right. 60 minutes past 10 o'clock, the SMSs are, alhamdulillah, coming through. Is it compulsory for women to perform Tarawih, and does she have to perform so, or 20, sorry?
Yes, she must perform. Just like for men, it is sunnah and mu'akkada, 20 rakat, so it is for females, 20 rakat sunnah and mu'akkada also.
All right. We go on further. The number to call is 0118-54-1548. Cell phone number is 082-580-8070. Applying drops of medicine into the nostrils, what is sometimes does this break the fast?
Applying nose drops will definitely break the fast.
Right. Are Aga Khan Muslims considered to be Muslims?
Interesting. You say Aga Khan Muslims? And then you ask whether they are Muslims. You should say whether Aga Khanis are Muslims. That is the correct way of saying that question. That the ulama of Pakistan state that these people who adhere to the faith and ideology and concept and philosophy and beliefs of Aga Khan are not Muslims.
All right, Jazakallah. This question states, if a couple, I hope it's clear, if a couple has to get divorced according to country law, does this affect the nikah? Divorce needs to be done due to couple getting married in community of property by mistake or ignorance.
The man must not give the permission for execution of that divorce. What he should instruct his attorney or lawyer that they should say, okay, tell the woman, she can do this. So the woman will, wife will institute divorce, and that will go through and dissolve the marriage. And obviously that will not be recognized because he has not officially, legally, in the light of Sharia, ceded the divorce to the female. Remember that the man can cede the right of divorce to the female. Yeah, he must tell the lawyer to use his discretion and tell the let the woman go through this action of execution of divorce. And we are of the opinion that non-Islamic countries' divorce laws are not applicable on Muslims.
We go on further. We have two callers waiting. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Jazakallah for waiting, sister. Your question?
Malak, can I just ask Mufti Sahib, please, if I've missed my Zohar namaz, and I come home at about 5:15, and I quickly make my wudu, can I still read the Zohar namaz? I mean the qaza. Can I read the qaza at about 5:15? Is it too late?
All right. Mufti Sahib will respond, sister.
Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
You take the next caller.
Okay, let's take my next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Hi, Mulana.
Alhamdulillah. How are you, my brother?
Alhamdulillah, sir. I would just like to know, an asthmatic patient.
Ji.
When
chest is very tight around 4 o'clock or so in a state of rosa.
Mm.
Is it possible that he can take nebules?
Okay.
Not the pump, but the nebules.
The nebules.
Gee.
Allah. Any other questions, brother?
That's all, my brother. That's all, Mawlana.
Allah give you shifa, my brother. Allah give you complete shifa.
Ameen, ameen.
And all shifa, ameen.
Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
The sister can make her zuhur qaza, and obviously after that her asr salat. The asr salat obviously will be ada. We are of the opinion that a nebulizer does not invalidate the fast.
All right. We go on further. It says, the question states, I noticed that the imam did not use the asa during today's Jummah khutbah. Is this in order?
This is the, as I promised the last session we had, that I intend talking on one masla every night we come on. And this was the masla that I intended talking on. So, inshallah, I'll leave it for the last, this one, right?
Okay, we'll leave the best for last, Musa.
Inshallah.
All right. I suffer from sinus, the question states, and often need to steam. Is this permissible during fasting?
The steam inhale, the steam itself is not going to invalidate the fast.
All right. Can interest money be used to pay fines?
If it is not your fault.
If it is not your fault, you can. All right. But is that just to take a ghusl just merely for cooling oneself?
I think I answered this in the first question, when the swimming question, I think, of this session was the first question in this program was swimming question, and I mentioned in that answer that due to heat to take a bath, it is not detested.
So we're going further. It says, am I allowed to take a nicotine patch while fasting? Nicotine patch while fasting.
It is permissible. It will not invalidate the fast.
All right. The other question is, could Muqtasab explain briefly what is istikhara and what is the method of performing istikhara salah?
It came last session we had this question. Basically, after making mashwara, consulting with everybody, now you cannot get a directive. You make two rakats of salat, plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then generally, after sleeping, or when your heart is inclined towards doing it, do it. If your heart is inclined not to do it, do not do it. It is read over seven times, meaning you either can do it daytime or nighttime.
Right. We have a caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Hello.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Jee brother, question.
Tell me, is it possible for us to increase our putting our money into a bank for getting interest? If you got a lump sum in a bank, and instead of getting 4% for it, you increase it to about 7.5% and put it into another an investment account. Is that jais?
Just hold the line, brother. Mufti Sahib, you got the question?
Yes, I got it.
All right. But if there's too much, you can pass it over to myself and Mufti Sahib. Sure. Sorry, take care. Mufti Sahib will respond. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
And another one also.
Yes, sure.
Tell me, can you pay your, if you've got an empty plot laying around there and they're charging you water and lights?
Yeah.
So it's an empty plot and rates and taxes. Can you pay that with interest?
Okay. Mufti Sahib, brother. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Mufti Sahib?
Waiting for the engineer to cut the call off. I heard that.
Okay.
Respected Mawlana, don't say that the brother must pass the interest over to you or me.
Oh, not the interest.
Just that you get one disclaimer coming your way or some pamphlet coming your way just now.
Not the interest.
You can say pass the capital, no problem.
Okay.
The interest, that he cannot move it from 4% to 7%. That is absolutely haram to do that.
Yes, definitely.
Right. And the rates and taxes, yes, he can utilize the interest money and pay the rates and taxes.
All right, you can use interest money.
Yes.
All right. So when the brother was talking about it, I just meant the clean money, not the interest money.
Some people will misunderstand.
Gee, all right. We're going for, inshallah, 23 minutes past 10 o'clock. Any questions we have, call us. We have limited time, just about 6 minutes. The number to call is 011-854-1548. And the cell phone number to send your SMS questions is 082-580-8070. The question states, can a woman take medication to stop menstruation because she has so many qaza?
This also last week passed. that kindly please listen to program so I do not have to repeat. Although it is permissible, it is detrimental to the health. So on one side there is permissibility, the other side it is detrimental to the health. If you want to put your health in jeopardy, you may do so. Your fast will be valid.
All right. Zakat is payable, the question states, on cash or kind if it is in your possession for 1 year. Do I pay on profit made a month ago? Please explain.
As soon as the profit touches that which was liable to be zakatable, then you will pay on the entire amount. To just simplify that hypothetically speaking, you had in the first month 10,000 rand, which you were going to pay zakat on. And in the third month, you had 20,000 rand. And in the fifth month, you had only back 10,000 rand. And in the last month, where you calculated your zakat, for some reason, maybe perhaps inheritance came your way, gift came your way, then you had 100,000. You will pay on 100,000. So you will pay on the amount at the time of calculation.
All right. So we've got further few SMS questions coming through. The one stating, Assalamu alaikum. I have a question with regards to business partnerships. Four partners invest equally in a business. However, only two partners are working members. The other two are silent members. Are the two working members entitled to a salary or compensation for working? Please explain.
They're not entitled to a salary. They're entitled to an allowance, and which will be pro rata, subtracted, made adjustments as per the dividend.
All right, JazakAllah. Are birds allowed as pets? Can one keep birds as pets?
If that bird is accustomed to be caged, if that bird, the history of that bird, and those who are experts in it, they tell you, yes, this bird, when you cage it, you are not hindering it, and you are not harming and injuring its freedom. It is a bird accustomed to be caged.
Gee.
Then you can keep it. But however, any animal that you keep as a pet, please look after it carefully.
Definitely.
Otherwise, the wrath of Allah will hit you in this world.
Definitely. Very important point you mentioned, Mufisam. All right, 3 minutes left. Question stating, Assalamu alaikum, please advise if there is any valid reason why do some people only read 8 rakats for Taraweeh and say it is sunnah?
These brothers are slightly confused. And there is a nice kitab by Darul Zakaria called 20 Rakat Taraweeh, sausage. And it is clearly the hadith in Musannif ibn Abi Shayba.
Right.
That Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ramzan should make 20 rakats and 3 rakats witr. This 8 rakats is the hadith referring to tahajjud salat, which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should make constantly, regularly, all throughout the years, other months besides Ramadan. So the 11 rakat hadith is pertaining to all the other months, not Ramadan.
Gee.
8 plus 3 witr, that is, and that he should not make in Jama, and that he should do all the time 11 rakats, not in Ramadan. This word Taraweeh, today in the Juma Bayan in Balfour, I explained clearly that Tarwiha means to rest after 4 rakats, Tarwihatain means to rest after 8 rakats. The word Taraweeh itself means to rest after 12 rakats. So little bit of Arabic vocabulary knowledge will prove from the word Taraweeh that 12 rakats, where are they getting 8 rakats?
All right. So JazakAllah, we're going further. What happens to a person, if a person vomits 5 minutes after Sahri time is up, do you have to keep a qada fast?
If it was voluntary mouthful, it will break the fast. Otherwise, not.
All right. Because of a flu, the mouth gets very badly dry. Is it permissible to put water and spit out with care just to make the mouth wet?
Makruh, permissible.
All right. Mufti, we come to the end of today's program. JazakAllah so much for the time and dedication. May Allah accept it. Any final advices?
your memory, Jolted, we're supposed to talk about the Asa. We said we'll speak about the Asa. The question, the brother said that he went for Juma and the Imam did not hold the Asa. Concerning the Asa, remember clearly in the time of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he did not officially hold the Asa. What is substantiated that he should lean on a shrub because of his health and his old age. Someone sponsored, a lady sponsored the mimbar upon which he should sit. And when this happened, that shrub began to cry. It was cut. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they say he patted it. Sahaba Ikram heard the crying of that shrub as a miracle. And they do not know where it has been buried. However, then Islam began to spread. And wherever Islam spread, then the khatib of Juma should hold a sword in the hand. Then when Islam was being conquered in areas, then they began to use a stick as a asa, as a staff, to show that they have been a conquered nation now. So it is not farz, it is not wajib, it is not sunnat, it is not mustahab, it is jurisprudentially speaking not even nafil. So if the imam holds it, no problem. If he does not hold it, no problem. And this is one of the points where the public should be educated, and then inshallah the imams should make it a point of leaving it now and then, holding it now and then. And this can only be done by removing the darkness with light and removing the ignorance with knowledge. Unfortunately, these days that we are putting stress on that which is permissible, and we take the status of that which is permissible and bring it right to farz and wajib, that is where the difficulty arises. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ability to understand this deed, practice this deed. And inshallah tomorrow night I should be in Kempton Park after Isha, giving a small talk and having a Q&A there. We request you and all the listeners to make dua for us.
Allah accept from everybody. Mr. Jazakallah for the program as well. Inshallah we will talk again on the Q&A program. Requests for duas as well.
Inshallah.
Jazakallah. Mr. Fiyamanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.